Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back. Good to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon. For those of you wondering, Sam will return on Monday. The man is the hardest working man in America and is allowed a week off at work. He is currently working in his yard. That is not
lucky him.
He's such a nerd.
That is the truth.
At least it's cooled off.
Please tell me you and Sam both saw the photo I sent you. I would call it a meme, but it's not a meme. The football gods in the sky of the big boardrooms decided to rebrand the sign behind the commentators during one of the football games over the weekend.
It was for Big Ten Saturday.
It was for Big Ten Saturday. And it was supposed to say, in between the two men,
Big Ten Saturday.
Big Saturday Peacock. The problem is, one of the commentators on the left covered up the S and the A in Saturday. The commentator on the right covered up the A and the Y in Saturday. And the sign reads, Big Turd.
That is true.
I woke up this morning. I have looked at that photo. It is not a joke. It is not a meme. Someone actually thought, let's put Big Saturday in between them without realizing that the sign would read Big Turd.
That's not going to polish very well.
No, it is not.
You can polish it turd
all
you want.
First thing I sent to Scott and Sam this morning, and I just said, you're welcome.
And I did get a very good chuckle out of it. Thank you for it. By the way, not to be old man-ish here, but can we comment on the weather? It is, like, incredible.
It's very nice. It was very windy yesterday, but nice.
Yeah, it was windy.
Late October, this is normal. It's just we had that heat wave, that October heat wave, if you will, and the change is abrupt.
Yeah. We're going to flip a switch this year. It's going to go from like 80 to like 40.
Yeah. We're expecting some patchy frost tonight, overnight, in certain places, more than the north.
I'm not quite ready. I'm not quite ready.
But you know what winter brings with it?
Cold.
Yes.
Snow.
And no pickleball.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Nobody's going to play pickleball when it's 20 degrees outside right next to your house.
In our league, we bring it indoor in an appropriate setting for indoor pickleball, which is an indoor closed pickleball court.
What you could do if it gets really cold is just take some buckets of water, throw it onto the court, and now you can play hockey.
Yeah.
Or they could slip and break their neck.
Freeze it over like they do over down the street at Carriage Club.
Hmm.
That would be delightful.
Did you get your new fence in today?
Yes, I would like to say thank you to Geyer Fence.
Well, it just makes sense.
To have a Geyer Fence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went up today. I'll show you pictures. Shame. It's stunning. It's absolutely
you
gorgeous.
Already did.
Yeah.
Looks very
it's
good.
8 glorious feet, and we are very, very happy.
But it's not totally, like there are little slits in the...
What's interesting is anyone
that's
who's
to
ever...
let the sound through.
Yeah, right. What's interesting is anyone who has ever put in a fence, cities have rules about the type of fence and the height and like all of those things. One of the rules is the good neighbor rule, which that joke writes itself. The good neighbor rule suggests that the fancy side of the fence, the flush side, Scott, should face away from the person buying the fence.
That is correct.
And you should give the nice side under the good neighbor rule to the person that does not pay for the fence.
Right. That is correct.
And I understand that to a point.
Where the flush side faces out.
Correct.
Where the side that has the sustaining beams faces into your yard.
Correct. Yes. And so if you don't want the beams facing you, you have two choices. You can do a double-sided fence, which is twice the cost, essentially, because it's two fences abutted together.
That is correct.
Or you can do the...
And you can face it out to them.
Or you can do that, which we were, for all of the obvious reasons, not going to do.
Are you looking for people to paint a mural?
No, I think I'm going to put some flowers on it. Really, truly, I'm going to put flowers on it, like little shadow box flowers at the top.
They'll be dead for the winter.
Do you know what else? The wood smells so good. Like, you know that brand new wood?
Yes,
treated?
I do. But are you going to seal it?
Oh, yes. We have to wait a few months. It will be sealed.
There's a lot of upkeep to keeping a fence.
Yes, a lot of home improving going on.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing right now.
Interesting.
Good talk. Good talk.
I'm not laughing at your misery, but I am.
Oh yeah, you are.
I know I am. The first time, Dan, somebody rents out that Airbnb next door to Dana's house, and you know mm-hmm. that the owner is not just telling them, hey, by the way, it's, you know, so many thousand square feet and has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Yeah, go to town.
Enclosed back patio. Who knows? I don't know what it is. I've never looked at the house in my life. And, of course, a fully functional regulation size pickleball court mm-hmm. outside. This is a man's Airbnb, mm-hmm. right?
And they can add to the description now with a fence
yes.
for you to practice your ball whacking
it's
against.
It's enclosed. That's
and
right.
so you know that they're not expecting people to fly into Kansas City and bring their own pickleball equipment.
No. Oh,
they're
no.
going to provide that
of
equipment.
Course. Only
with,
the best.
With the court. Probably the finest that you can find at Dick's Sporting Goods or Shields. I don't know if we're going to have time.
Yeah.
The first time that somebody rents out that Airbnb mm-hmm. and heads outside for a friendly game of pickleball. Mm-hmm. And Dana is sitting in her back little spring/fall outdoor house with the TV on. Yeah. Maybe a Royals game. I don't know if we're going to have time. Yeah. Thwack. Thwack. Mm-hmm. Thwack. Oh.
You are waiting for that moment. I know that you are.
I am.
And it will come. And
you will record it.
I will tell you.
Oh, and your immediate reaction.
Oh, it's going to be recorded. Yes.
I am. I'm being serious here for just a quick second. Yeah. And I know I said this to you earlier today. It really is surprising to me. It's one thing if, you know, a city doesn't require you to get a permit or permission to put in, a little basketball hoop in your driveway.
Of course. We used to have one.
And that can be, if you're not the one, with it, it's yeah. your neighbor, that can every once in a while get a little bit annoying, but forgivable.
Sure.
My neighbor to the south, they have or had kids in high school.
But little kids playing basketball or high school kids playing basketball, I loved that noise because guess what? It meant they were home. They weren't out getting in trouble,
yeah.
and getting exercise.
They were getting exercise and just hanging out with their buddies.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between a basketball bouncing and kids laughing.
Yes.
And the horribly annoying thwack.
Yes.
I mean, literally, pickleball has created a new word for the English dictionary, and it's thwack.
Yes. The decibel levels are firmly established in civil lawsuits across the country, including the lawsuit down the street here between Mission Woods and Mission Hills. You remember this?
I do remember it. I do remember that.
I know more about the audio levels and decibel levels of city ordinances than I ever wanted to know in my entire life.
Which leads me to my point, and it took me a long time to get there, so I apologize. But why would a city as large as Overland Park have not thought ahead? I mean, this isn't like keeping up with technology. This is just keeping up with trends. Why would a city as cosmopolitan and as large as Overland Park, mm-hmm. not said in the last 5 years as this sport was becoming more and more popular,
sure.
even though it was originally founded in the 60s, I believe, and said, we're going to not allow people to build a pickleball court in their side yard right next to their neighbor's house.
Sure. So I will explain that, because the city has done this, and wherever you live right now, you can ask your city or look it up. If you are a business, if you are Chicken and Pickle, serve. If you are a private country club, if you're a park, there are setback requirements. There are noise mitigation requirements. Mm-hmm. Any of the golf courses will tell you they had to spend mind-boggling amounts of money to mitigate the noise several hundred feet from someone else's property. I think most people would agree that that's appropriate, right? Mm-hmm. If it's an amenity that not everyone can use, your right to provide this fun pastime for your members should not infringe upon my right in my home next door, right? So the cities have addressed this with respect to private companies. Not all cities have addressed it with respect to residential. It's coming, Scott.
But if you were to get a pool in your backyard, would you not need to get a permit from a city?
1,000%. And there's fence requirements and noise requirements and all of those things. And you know, one of the things I've said, and it bears repeating, I could ask for a permit to put a NASCAR track in my backyard. It doesn't mean I would be able to use it for the purpose in which it is intended.
Mm-hmm.
You could ask to build all kinds of things on your property, Scott, an MMA cage fighting ring. It doesn't mean you can use it. Just because you build it doesn't mean you can use it.
Right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Apparently it's time to slow dance at the skating rink. Kramer, would you care to slow dance with me?
You know it.
A story here from, this is Fox 4, or no, it's Channel 5. Two Cass County teenagers were involved in a serious wreck east of Kansas City, according to the Missouri State Highway Patrol. According to a report, two 18-year-olds were in a Freightliner M2 truck. They were driving east on 24 Highway when it went off the right side of the road at Highway Double B. The driver pulled the vehicle back onto the road, but it overturned, sending it off on the left side. The truck then hit a ditch and overturned a second time, ejecting a passenger who was not wearing a seatbelt. That passenger died at the scene. The Highway Patrol has not released his identity, but did say he was from Harrisonville.
The driver was from Belton, Scott, was not wearing a seatbelt either, and suffered moderate injuries. He was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. I'm going to have you turn that fan off, Scott. It's getting kunk. Okay. We have a fan on in here, Inside Baseball. Anyway, one of the reasons we want to talk about this terribly sad story, where we've got one 18-year-old in critical, one 18-year-old who sadly has lost his life, and the original headline said they were driving a semi. The updated story says it's an M2 semi truck. So think like the gigantic Ryder truck or Nebraska Furniture Mart truck. So
yeah,
some of those are as big as a semi, but they're a little bit wider and some of them a little bit shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I said to the guys out in the newsroom, I said, in a lot of places, you can't even rent a car as a young man. And I know this, I have them. Until you're, what, 22, 25? You certainly can't rent a car at 18 because statistically, yeah, the insurance companies know, everybody knows this, young men up until the age of around 25 are statistically the most likely to make really unfortunate decisions behind the wheel. They are statistically the most likely to be in a wreck. They are statistically the most likely to be in a fatal wreck. Like, that's why insurance rates are so high for young boys, and they're a little bit better for young girls. And I just said in the newsroom, I can't believe we would allow an 18-year-old to drive a semi.
So just so I can paint the picture real quick, and so we're all clear on the size of the truck that they were, yeah, driving, it is a big truck. Probably has, if it's like the old moving vans that I used to drive around in Leavenworth, it has 8 speeds. It's different than a big rig, so to speak. The cab on these trucks turns with the payload.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it.
Unlike with a big rig, where the cab turns, but the payload turns behind it because they're connected, but they're not one truck.
I want to be clear. We don't know that they did anything wrong. I mean, the right tire came off the road and went onto the shoulder. He overcorrected when he tried to get control of the truck. It flipped. One of them was thrown from the car and the one truck. Of them has died, right?
Yeah.
So we don't know that. I'm not saying that they were doing anything wrong, goofing around. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is we do have a shortage of truck drivers. We, mm-hmm, have a lot of them retiring. We need more people coming into the workforce to drive a truck. I don't know that age 18 is the age with which we start that employment journey. I don't know what age it would be, but to me, that's a senior in high school.
Recently graduated.
Jack would not have been able, he wouldn't have even been able to see over the steering wheel of one of those when he was 17, 18 years old. So I don't know. I'm not saying there aren't incredibly responsible 18-year-olds out there. There are. But there are laws and rules about who we will let drive what car and when for a reason. And it's the statistics show that is a statistically dangerous category of young man.
I drove trucks like this when I was 20.
Moving?
Yes. For 3 summers.
How do you know not to go under a tree and whack the tree? You're like, it's not like driving a pickup truck.
No. Well,
there is a learning curve.
Well, I had to get a CDL, commercial driver's license. I had to go through all the training. We would practice in the parking lot at the warehouse, and they taught me how to drive these trucks. Like I said, on these trucks back then, there were 8 different gears.
Eight.
You had the bottom 4, and then if you were going up to 5 or between 5 and 8, you had to pull lever on the stick, and that would move you up to 5 and 8, or 5 through 8, I guess I should say.
Well, it's terribly sad, and I think, you know, we also have to keep in mind that when one of those large trucks is involved in a wreck, if it is involved in a wreck with a smaller car, even a truck,
yeah,
you know, it usually does not fare well for the folks in the other car. And it's usually the folks in the other car causing the wreck. I know that. I want to be clear for our truck drivers. Yeah. They have great driving records out there on the whole, but
But what do we do with the shortage of truck drivers that we have in this country? Let's be honest. This economy is literally driven figuratively and literally by trucking.
Yeah.
And we have a shortage of truck drivers in the United States.
Yeah.
That is a fact. And for reasons I don't understand, it's my understanding truck drivers are not worried about where their next meal is coming from.
And the lot of away time from home.
That's true.
The problem is if you say we're going to make it 21 or 25, the workforce from age 18 to 25 is going to have found another career and job by the time they would be eligible for that pipeline.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
We're talking about this terrible wreck out in Cass County, I believe it was. Yep. Yeah. Well, it was east of Kansas City. It was two Cass County teenagers who were involved in a serious wreck in a Freightliner M2 box truck. It is a large box truck. Think like the biggest U-Haul you've ever seen. Not a big rig, but a big box truck. And they were driving east on 24 Highway. When the truck went off the right side of the road at Highway BB, the driver, 18 years old, passenger also 18 years old, the driver overcorrected, got it back on the highway, but the truck flipped and went into a ditch. The passenger was ejected and died at the scene. The driver was seriously injured, but at the moment is still alive, thank God. They have not released any of their identities. The driver was from Belton. The passenger was from Harrisonville. And they were both 18. And it does beg the question, is that too young to be driving a truck of that size? Now, some people are making the argument on the text line, and it's fair. Is it possible that these were farm kids?
It's possible. We don't know.
And if so, they've probably been driving that truck for years.
But this is not the first time we've had this story in our stack. It's been a while since we've had it in our stack, but it's not the first time.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Rhonda in Independence. Rhonda, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, my daughter just graduated from CDL school, and she's out on the road right now. But she said that the only requirement is to be 18 and to be able to pass a drug test. I mean, that's all you have to do to get a CDL.
They didn't have to actually...
Well, that's driving the 18-wheelers.
Well, hang on, Rhonda. Like, because I remember, and this, of course, was more than 30 years ago. It was almost close to 40 years ago. When I got my CDL, we had to go to Bonner Springs. I remember I went with my buddy Scott, who was also, we went to high school together and we're working at Century Van Lines together. We drove out to Bonner Springs. One of our coworkers who had a CDL brought one of the trucks.
Yeah.
We had to get in the cab with a certified, a state worker.
And physically learn.
Right, instructor, right.
Instructor, yeah, thank you. Our inspector, whatever word you want to use. And then we had to get on to the highway on K7 outside of Bonner Springs and drive that truck to Olathe and back and not make a single mistake.
Now, when she took her, so she went to the school, right? And they provide the trucks. They teach them how to back. They teach them all the brake stuff. They teach them, you know, the trailers and all that, the safety and all that good stuff. And then what they do is they go to the highway patrol and they take the CDL test there where they have to back and they have to get on the road and drive and they have to, you know, do all these different things to pass the CDL. And then there's some of them that they're called sponsorships to where you go, they teach you for free, they send you to school. They put you up in a hotel where the training center is, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then you have to go to work for them for so long.
Sure. Work it off. Work off your training.
Right. Exactly. So there's all kinds of different programs out there now to attract truck drivers, but they're not going to get that pay until they get experience.
What does, and Rhonda, thank you for the call. What does a over-the-road trucker make?
I think the sky could be the limit, depending on where you go, what routes you're running, how far you're driving, how far you're away from home.
And these kids were not over-the-road truckers.
No, we don't know, but no, I don't believe so.
We don't know if they were working for a moving company. We don't know if they were farm kids who were moving grain or whatever. We don't know. The story doesn't go into that detail. But somebody says on the text line, at the age of 18, if the truck is under 26,000 1 pound, you don't have to have a CDL. Well, the truck or a loaded truck, because I guarantee you when we were fully loaded and driving, you know, your whatever it is that you had in your house, more often than not, we were way over,
once you get all that stuff in there,
we were over 26,000 pounds.
Yep.
But I'm curious, what does a truck driver make? Because...
starting versus ending. Tell us, like, starting out, what is the average?
Because I've heard, apologies if I just interrupted you, but I've heard that an experienced truck driver can make well over $100,000 a year. Now, if that is the case, where is the deterrent to want that job? Why do we have a trucker shortage in America? Nobody denies that we don't. If the pay is around or north of $100,000 a year, that is a good living, is it not? Now, the argument could be, and I don't know, I haven't driven a truck in 30 plus years. Maybe you have to buy the rig.
Yeah.
You're responsible for all the maintenance, not the people that you either work for or contract for.
That's why Sylvester Stallone did the arm wrestling.
He did arm wrestling
competition
as a side job.
Yes. To win the rig.
Do you remember the name of that one?
I would if you gave me a minute.
Okay.
He took his son with him.
He did take his son with him.
Yeah.
And he would drive his big rig. And
they
would stop at places. It was the second dumbest Sly Stallone movie of all time.
It's bad, yet I remember it.
Yes. Started
over
with
the top.
I don't believe that is accurate. I believe Over the Top was the mountain climbing movie, which was equally bad. If I said...
Sometimes you just have to pay the bills.
If I said Cobra...
No.
It does you don't
not
think it was Cobra?
Have Cobra in the title. No, tell us on the text line what it is. I don't want to look it up.
I'm almost convinced it was Cobra.
Arm wrestling movie.
Phil so in bad. Blue Springs. Philip, hello.
Over hey, the top.
It was over
I
the top.
Got it, baby.
Hang on, Philip. Congratulations.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Philip.
I was calling because I'm a Class A CDL holder, and the pay can vary for a number of different reasons. Over the road truckers can make over $100,000, but the real money is in being an owner operator of your own truck.
Having your own.
Yep, you can make easily a quarter of $1 million a year.
Dang.
Operating your own truck. I have an uncle who's done it for a number of years and has made a fabulous living for himself and his family. I recently just got into it, but even me just starting out, I make pretty decent money. So I'm with you guys. I don't know why more people don't do it, especially considering that there is such a shortage.
But if you're an owner-operator, you're basically a contractor, are you not?
Yes.
So you're responsible for all the maintenance on that truck.
You're responsible for all the maintenance. You're responsible for getting your vehicle DOT certified.
Yeah.
And you're responsible to pay your own health insurance and all that stuff.
Yes.
But you're your own boss, Philip. That's awesome.
You're your own boss. And after overhead, everything is yours.
Philip, thank you for the call. I just want you to know that over the top with Sylvester Stallone, you might be surprised, won 4 awards and had 3 nominations for awards.
Were they Razzies?
The worst actor nominee in 1988 was Sylvester Stallone.
Absolutely.
Worst actor. It was up for worst supporting actor and worst new star. A winner does not listen to the odds, Scott.
No, they don't. And you don't have a chance in Vegas.
Pretty sure Kenny Loggins contributed to that soundtrack.
That's enough, Kramer. We've heard enough.
Well, it's just too much glory for one segment.
Where are we going to end up?
I think the song.
I don't know, but together is all I care about.
Meet me halfway.
I'm looking up the soundtrack right now.
If memory serves, Kenny Loggins, meet me halfway. Was the soundtrack to that turd of a movie?
I'm looking it up right now.
You don't have to look it up. I know. It's in my soul.
He played Lincoln Hawk.
Once you see Over the Top, it never leaves you.
Well, it shouldn't. Who was his son in that movie? I thought it sounded like his real son who's since passed.
No, I don't think the actor in that movie went on to do other things. I think that was a one and done. It was PG.
Okay, so there were a couple of modest hits on the soundtrack. Number one was, without doubt, Meet Me Halfway by Kenny Loggins.
Across the Sky. Yeah. I swear the world belongs to only you and I.
Yeah. His brother, Frank Stallone, had a song on the soundtrack called Bad Night. Also featured on the soundtrack.
Straight to the dollar bin.
Such names as Robin Zander from Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Hagar, and Eddie Money, and Asia.
Well, keep in mind, this was after Rocky. So everyone thought, you know what? Sylvester Stallone's in it. Sign me up. And they're like, no, did you hear me? We're doing a movie about arm wrestling. And they were like, yeah, whatever.
And truck driving.
We're in.
No, this was during his heyday. This came out in, I think, 86. So he would have been 2 Rambos deep and 4 Rockies deep.
It got like 0 on Rotten Tomatoes, Scott. Maybe a little north of that.
Sorry. It came out in 1987.
Not much. It's the original Rotten Tomato.
It cost $25 million to make, and it made $16 million at the box office.
And a lot of Fu Manchus in there as well.
Oh, there's a lot of Fu Manchus in there.
Sean, hang tight, man. We'll get with you in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Jam.
From the text line, 3504, never in my 3-decade illustrious radio career did I ever think we would get into a discussion about the movie Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone, but we did.
A whole hour on it.
Accidentally. From the text line, 3504 writes, the hate that is being expressed for Over the Top is unwarranted. You're watching the movie wrong if you don't enjoy it. You need to catch a little buzz before you get started.
Okay.
Now people have long said you can't watch The Wall by Pink Floyd completely sober.
Okay.
You have to be a little tipsy to understand everything that goes on in The Wall.
Okay.
And there may be some truth to that. I don't know. I'm not advocating one way or the other. But you're right, and we'll tone it down. The hatred for the movie over the top is unwarranted. But
if you'd like to slow skate later, I would like to submit Meet Me Halfway by Kenny Loggins for all of you.
You know what I have at home, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is an unopened, still sealed copy of Sylvester Stallone's movie Cobra that my brother gave me.
Well, that's an American treasure.
That I've never watched.
I think the bidding should start at $50,000. You could sell it and buy your own rig.
Sean in Kansas City. Sean, hello.
It's probably a part of a rig.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey. So before we got into that discussion about Over the Top, which the trailer sounded a bit we were talking a little bit about truck drivers and their fare, and I'm actually a box truck driver, so I was hoping to call in to provide some insight on that.
Oh, please. And you know what? We don't know the circumstances under which these boys were driving the truck, and I call them boys lovingly, Sean. I know what 18 looks like and smells like, and I love 18, but man, that seems young to me for a big truck like that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the thing is that for some reason, when it comes to renting out those big trucks, basically, as long as I think you're 18 or over, you're able to drive them as long as you, I think, have a Class CDL, no, not sorry, a Class E license in Missouri, which is a livery license. That's the license that I have. And and if it was a rented truck, you don't even need that sometimes if it's for private use.
And you're a box truck driver, is that correct?
Yes. I drive a box truck basically exactly like the one that those boys were driving. And as I said, if it was under 26,000 pounds, all you need is a livery license in Missouri to be able to drive them for work.
But if you're moving someone, their possessions in a house, and I mean, even the smallest, you know, family home would have easily north of 10,000 pounds and probably around 15,000 pounds worth of stuff in it. If it's a larger family or an older family, you're easily looking at over 25,000 pounds.
That is true. That is very true. But it could also depend on how much they have in that home as well.
Yeah.
I recall when my family moved, this was granted 20 years ago, the truck that we used was basically a similar sized truck.
Yeah.
And in my truck, I deliver tires. And so I can easily... So we easily get close. If that truck is filled up, it'll probably have about 10,000 pounds in it, but that'll be that's still probably just a little bit under whatever is required because our company obviously has to insure
Sean, we're short on time. I don't mean to interrupt you, and I beg your pardon.
Yeah.
The previous caller said the real money is in owned and operated rigs. But they can make upwards of $250,000, the caller said. Can I ask roughly what you make? If you don't want to answer that, that's fine.
Which is generally in your position.
As a box truck driver?
Box truck drivers will generally make, I'd say in my case, about maybe $50,000 a year.
Okay.
But in my financial position, which I will just say I'm very blessed in, it's a job I can choose to have and I'm not forced to have.
Perfect.
And I enjoy doing it, so that's why I stay with it right now.
Sean, I love it.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. By the way, Cobra, starring Sylvester Stallone, on the top of the movie poster, it's him holding some sort of laser machine gun, and he's wearing aviator glasses.
Of course he is.
A black shirt that goes about halfway down his arms. And it just says at the top, crime is a disease. Meet the cure.
Okay.
He apparently is a Los Angeles police lieutenant, Marion
Tulsa
Cabretti.
King is very, very good, and you would want to end your career as you are sunsetting with something like Tulsa King and probably not something like Over the Top.
Or Cobra. Crime is a disease. Meet the cure. Quick break for the news with Dan Weinbaum. That comes your way in 2 minutes. Here on Dan and Parks. We'll see you on the other side.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability, and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.